YouTube says viewers around the world are now watching more than a billion hours a day of YouTube videos like these.
So how do you start and grow a tech channel on YouTube?
So you've left it all behind you.
Hi, it's Shannon here from houseimprovements.com. And today we're going to start our series on building a shed.
Sing, Mishka. I love you.
That was a dog named Mishka singing with autotune. Before that, how to build a shed, an NPR Tiny Desk concert, and a tutorial on how to start a YouTube tech channel. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, a man who has his own journal YouTube channel, joins us now from New York. Welcome, Jason.
Hi there, Eric. What I don't have is a shed, however, well, so I'm going to skip that video.
We all need more sheds. YouTube says this number, a billion hours a day, is a tenfold increase since 2012. A billion. How did they get so much growth?
A billion, yeah. I mean, it's huge growth and growth. And my journal colleague Jack Nikas reports that this is mostly a function of YouTube's embrace of artificial intelligence to recommend videos to us that we're more likely to click on. So you watch one video, and then it's recommending to you what comes next, and it's basing that not just on what the content was in that video you were watching, but far more sophisticated factors that end up being predictive of what you're likely to watch next using this artificial intelligence, the dawn of this new era. And they're able to partner with, you know, Google's their parent companies. They're using Google Brain, which has developed these advanced machine learning algorithms called deep neural networks. So I'd like to see a YouTube video explaining to me what exactly that entails, but right. They haven't come out with one yet.
Explain the predictive algorithm clearly in a YouTube. Maybe someone's done that.
A lot of buzzwords in that answer, right?
Right. Well, I mean, if YouTube mainly shows us videos that match our interests, isn't the company sort of doing what Facebook has been criticized for, narrowing, you know, what people see and think and experience instead of expanding it?
I mean, it's open to that criticism, but, you know, we don't really know exactly what's in the secret sauce. But, I mean, one of the things that they've discovered is that just because you watch a video on, say, sheds doesn't mean that you want to see more videos on sheds. It may mean that that may be indicative of nothing, that it's a single-use video. And so they've learned to tweak their algorithm to base what you want to watch on your broader history, other people like you. But yeah, does it mean that you're going to potentially be watching, you know, things that kind of keep you in a bubble? Perhaps. And that's kind of why, you know, there's a lot of concern these days that we don't know how they're coming up with what the recommendations are and if it's keeping us from having a broader perspective on the world.
Right. Jason, briefly, is YouTube actually making money today?
You know, we don't know. That's a funny thing. I mean, the last time that we got some data on that was back in 2014. They reported $4 billion in revenue then, roughly broke even. But right now, the company's been spending on technology, right to content, and it's not about just making money right now. It's about the big future in this competition for eyeballs.
All right. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.